I can. I mean, I'll work with you, and certainly with Terry, we get the minutes and the notification memo out. So I'd be very happy to do that.
Yep. Good.
So we'll start by nominating the chair.
I'll nominate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll second.
All in favor of Gaston being chair?
I am.
Gaston.
What's that?
Gaston. All in favor of Gaston being chair here? Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so we'll continue on with the agenda. So thank you for that appointment. We are here tonight to talk about the abatement request for abatement of penalties and interest by the English family. And so I'll give everybody time to read their memo.
There was a mix-up on the address.
So
according to this.
Yeah. So what happened last year is the tax bill went out to the Ezio Cicerone address, and it came back no known person, and the account is in Ezio and James English in both their names together. So normal procedure, I would go on to Fast People Search to try to locate an address for James English, and came up with an address for James English and mailed the bill. And Claudia, who is James' wife and Ezio's daughter, called the office apparently last year prior to taxes being due, and said she had not received her bill yet, but that she wanted to make a payment, and we instructed her at the time apparently how to go online and do that. This year, so if she did give us a new address last year, it was not changed in the system. We have a normal procedure that there's a form and it goes to the listers put it in the system and update it. I don't recall if they ever, you know, I don't recall seeing a change of name and address, but I, you know, I might not have been the only one that got it. I don't know that.
And who fills out the form?
It's just they just tell us, basically. It's not an actual form. It's just, you know, new name and address. Okay. They'll do it on their tax bill or whatever when they mail it in, and we'll update it that way. So this year, again, it went to a James English, which isn't them, in Massachusetts, and because we never received it back. So I assumed they got it, right? The problem with this year, last year she did it around the end of October or before taxes were due. This year she did it the end of November and taxes already came due.
Well, what sticks out to me, a couple of things in what you said, but the one was when you said it didn't come back, so we assumed he got it. If there is another James English, say her James English is 40 and there's an 80-year-old other guy in Massachusetts, it would have been delivered to him. The post office wouldn't send him back because he's a James English at the address you sent.
Yes, and I would not know that it wasn't the right James English. I do, to the best of my knowledge, Fast People Search works.
Right.
You know, I've never had a problem where it's the wrong address given. If it is wrong, it usually comes back to
us. Right, but the fact that it didn't come back to you does not mean that she got it.
No, that's correct. That's correct.
You would never have control of knowing whether anybody really got their tax bill.
No.
You know, I get my neighbor's mail and vice versa.
Right.
You know, so we exchange amongst each other.
Yeah.
There's no law that says like a tax bill can't be like forwarded, like with bank mail. You cannot forward or send that to another address. It has to come back. Not the tax bill.
Where is that property?
Up on the pipeline, up of North J Road. And in the pipeline in that area, there's quite
is
a few acres.
Is it Leo and Jane's old property?
I don't believe so, but I don't know that for sure.
Near the pipeline, or
is it? Yeah, I'm not sure. No,
How big a bill is that? Doesn't matter if you're 2 days later.
It's 285 acres.
How many?
285 acres.
Well, that's not
on North J Road.
Yeah, so it must be in that. It could be up here, just above Randy and Chris's toe.
It's quite a ways up. It goes in closer to way up in just before
the
J line in that area. Yeah, up in the pipeline. Yeah.
That's that big area that. Some guy was hunting up
that's,
there.
Do they come and hunt? That's what Ezio does. Yes.
Yeah. And he'd park in those fields in the road that leads up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met. He borders that and bordered us on the.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Off the pipeline.
So I think the key sentence in this letter she sent is: last year I contacted the town clerk's office and provided a new address for the bills to be sent. And you say she did contact you last year by phone.
I said from what she told me is she phoned. She told me on the phone before she sent this letter.
Yeah.
When she realized that it was the end of November and she hadn't seen a tax bill. When she called me regarding that, she said that she wondered when the tax bill was due because she never got a tax bill, and she at that point said she and I she says we I so I pulled the bill and I said well yeah. We mailed it to this address, and she said I don't even know anybody at that address.
But I'm asking about last year, not this year. Last year she didn't get a bill, but she did she. Do you remember her calling you in time to pay her last year bill?
She paid it in time last year.
And do you remember her calling you?
Not specifically.
Don't
I don't know if it was me or who it was.
So
I don't
somehow
know.
She got a bill last year. So
no, I think she just knew that a bill should be due around. What she said this year is she knew the bills usually due in the fall, and last year she called early enough that she paid it before it was due.
So that was 2023?
2023, yeah.
So that's what you're talking about.
Right.
Right. I'm just asking if she actually did contact the town clerk's office in 2023, because that would make it more likely
address.
That she provided a new, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're on the phone with her. Yeah. And even if she didn't, I would assume that whoever answered, like you or Sharon or Diane, would say, well, wait a minute, while you're on the phone, give us your new address, you know?
Right.
So I was trying to establish, did she contact?
Yeah. I'm assuming she did to know at some point to know how much she owed, yes.
How much is the late payment?
I was wondering that too.
It can't be. I mean, it's the same percentage if you're a day or
and hers is her land is in current use, part of it. So that would cut down on what she owes in taxes. Or do you pay the late fee on the whole thing, or just your current use bill? I don't know.
That's the tax bill right there.
17-19-61. That's what the penalty is.
No, that's the total. That's 17-19-61 times 0.08, right? It's 8%.
$37. The penalty was $137.57, yeah. And the interest is $17.20.
I think because of the confusion there, because it's, you just don't know, and it's only $137 that she paid.
Yeah. Yep.
Assuming she did.
So it would actually be $154.77 would be the amount that.
So when you look up past people, a lot of times you get a list of seven people, right?
Yeah.
All with the same name and
just
in the same
one in
state.
Massachusetts.
Only one showed up in Massachusetts. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it seemed to me the Postal Service should have sent that back to you if it went to that address and it had been changed.
But like Helene said, there's got to be another James English in Malden, Massachusetts that just accepted it and didn't know what it was for and just threw it away.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Or somebody else who accepted it.
Or somebody else threw
it
away.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Threw it away.
Why not, right?
I'd like to explore what Helene was getting at, and I don't know if this was what you're getting at, but from your conversation, this is what I get. That if, in fact, she paid the taxes on time in 2023, that would seem to suggest that she knew
when they are due.
Mm-hmm. And as I was thinking about this, I don't know if she actually saw a tax bill, but does it say on the tax bill what the penalties are and that it's her responsibility to provide us with an address?
It does not, no.
It's not on here?
No.
Okay. Is it on our website?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So what I'm getting at is when I, in preparing for tonight, I went online and I was like, okay, is there state statute that says very clearly that a property owner is responsible for telling the town what their new address is? And I couldn't find that anywhere. And then as I was thinking about it, I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's not a state law. Maybe that's a federal law. Because IRS stuff kept coming up in my search, results. So I
just, as we sat down, I just printed off while I was talking with Helene a second ago and you guys are visiting. I did reach out to Garrett Baxter, the senior staff attorney at the LCT. All he said was, so I asked if there is somewhere in the statute that says that it's the responsibility of the people to keep it. So this was in response to your question, there is no such law. The absence of such a law, however, doesn't excuse property owners from having to pay their taxes on time and from facing the penalties associated with failing to do so, which is a good reason for them to provide an up-to-date address in the first place. But that still falls back on. They said that they did, right? And the abatement hearing sounds like a good opportunity for the town to get an updated address for the future. That's all he said.
Because I'll be honest with you. This is just me. One of the first BCAs that I attended was when Jim had missed paying his taxes it was a weekend, right?
One day.
It was
due. One day.
Yeah, it was one day.
Yeah, he came down too
late.
The next
morning.
Had to come the next.
Yeah. And we did not.
No, I mean, hey, they're due.
So in my way of thinking, if we're supposed to be fair for all, mm-hmm. what I'm thinking is that, have we ever allowed this to go through before? I think the answer would be not likely. Sorry.
So I missed the village tax one year. By a day or two, But I definitely got the bill in the mail, right? Because they had my...
And that's the difference.
And that's the difference. And yeah. So basically, she's saying that she gave the new address, and that would make sense if she called the town clerks, that she would give the new address. And if somehow it just didn't get recorded...
And is it possible it didn't get recorded because they were so busy finishing up the townwide reappraisal?
So, I mean, that's the thing. So that if she gave it and didn't get recorded in there, that is a possibility. Then it's a different situation.
But we aren't talking a whole lot of money. No. Either way. And I mean, they owe the money. They paid on the 25th.
They paid in full. They paid everything with the idea so that no interest was accumulated or anything. They paid in full on November 25th. And you know, I said if there's any money coming back, well, don't not pay the interest and penalty because then interest would be added on the first. So I can give them a check if that's what you.
I think
so what Gaston was saying is that, you know, you own property, you're responsible for paying the taxes. You should know when they're due.
And she,
you should just be on top of it.
She did by 2023. She knew,
right? You should just be on top of it. You should be, you know.
Yeah, she.
She's
knew
got
it.
Some responsibility
back then,
too.
That's why she paid those in 2023 on them.
I think she as a consumer, know. It's your responsibility to know whether you get the bill or not.
Yep.
And I think in this case, what makes it different, they're saying, well, this was your error because I gave it to you and I never got it.
Right. And bills come out every, you know, by the 1st of September every single year, and they've got 60-plus days to pay them.
Yeah. But she might not know they come out by September.
So, I mean, it can go both ways.
Yeah.
You know... It was addressed to her father in the past, so he had been the one getting it. So it wasn't going to them in the past. So maybe they weren't aware exactly when they were due, you know.
I mean, but that's, as Ann says, it's their responsibility.
It's really a consumer responsibility, matter.
We have
emotionally deny it
for other people.
So I want to make a note that I don't want to, and I can be a voting person too as a clerk for BCA, and I'm recusing myself only because, you know, the question on if the address needed to be changed, I feel better recusing myself.
If that makes sense.
I know it is, but I'll make the motion to deny it.
Basically because it was her responsibility to know when it was due, to know that taxes were due whether she got a bill or not.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you, John. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion to deny the request signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'm opposed.
You're opposed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think there's enough. I would have split it, but
okay.
I know you're talking small amounts, but you know it would.
Okay. The I still have it, so there you have it. So I'll work with Terry for the minutes, and then also for the notification memo. I'll send you a draft before we go live. I'll send everybody a copy, actually.
Yeah.
And then once I hear from people, or you know, after a few days, if I don't hear back, I'll just make the assumption that everybody agrees, and we'll go forward.
Well, we don't usually make exceptions.
No.
Yeah. You know, if somebody died or something like that, well, you know, then you... But, I mean, I remember Jim's deal. I mean, he was pretty upset, but...
Yeah. Well, I think he went probably to his grave upset over that.
But, you know, you have obligations and need to remember.
Okay, that's it. Then I'll go ahead and accept the motion to adjourn. It's at 5:22.
motion to adjourn at 5:22.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Elaine. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Sometime we